Time for Wine of the Week, courtesy of Tops at Lifestyle. Just gone midday and Eamon Darling is in the house. Good to see you again, Eamon.
Thanks, Dave. Always good to be here.
And the subject of today's Wine of the Week is a Thelema from the Thelema Mountain Vineyards. It's a Sauvignon Blanc, and it's the 2024 Sauvignon Blanc. Now, we've had a chat about Thelema before. I couldn't pronounce
yes,
the name.
Yes, Thelema.
It Thelema?
I pronounce it Thelema.
So there you go. You see, yet again, it takes a little bit of getting used to, but you call it what you like. Okay. As long as the wine suits your palate, you will be buying it for sure. So let's have a look at what we got from Thelema today.
So, Dave, it's the Sauvignon Blanc, the 2024 vintage from Thelema. The farm is situated right up on the Simonsberg Mountains, right in Stellenbosch. So you get that real cool Atlantic breezes coming in the evening time, in the afternoons, cool the vines down, especially on the Sauvignon Blanc. The farm is owned by Giles Webb. They bought it, him and his wife's family, the McLeans, back in 1983. And they first released their wines in 88. And then in the 90s, they were so hard to get because they were sold out.
Oh.
Sold out in months.
So clearly they are good wine producers. Yeah, and
they really established themselves. Yeah, really established themselves as one of the very first, I would say, big farms. Not so big. When I say big, not exorbitantly big, but big enough. Big enough. One of the biggest
wells. You know what? I mean, I've gone through the notes and they sound, it sounds lovely. Something that peculiarly caught my attention at the bottom of the notes is the fact that the wine is vegan and vegetarian friendly. Now, presumably that means that there are no creatures that shouldn't be in it.
No, they haven't added anything that shouldn't be in there.
Yeah.
In the making of the wine, it's just a natural fermentation process with normal yeast, what they use in the fermentation process, and then the clarity of the wine then after it's been left on its six months on its lease, and then they'll do a bit of fining on it to take out any little bits of little things that shouldn't be in there. And then you get
so
a nice clear wine
in the bottle. It is a super wine.
It is.
Well, it's the Sauvignon Blanc 2024, the notes are quite charming. They say it's bright and vibrant. The Sauvignon Blanc offers refreshing aromas of melon and grapefruit. The palate is crisp and lively with zesty citrus and subtle tropical fruit flavors balanced by a mineral edge, which always sends up a kind of alarm
bells, yes. That's
the mineral edge
minerality
can sometimes...
in it, yeah. It can be, in some wines it can be, especially Sauvignon Blancs and in some Chenin Blancs as well, that little bit of minerality. When people taste it, I think they misconceive that as acidity. The acidity, but that doesn't come from that minerality that you're getting is basically from the soils. So it's not the acidity acidity comes naturally in the wine in the fermentation, and then what they do to bring that down is they do master it a little bit. And in young wines, especially say the 2025s, you will pick up, especially because the wines are young, they've just been bottled, Chenin Blanc, Sauvignon Blanc, so you'll pick up what you call a little bit of bottle shock. So you get that lively acidity in it. So it just needs to settle down. So the wine needs to just settle in the bottle for a couple of weeks, a couple of months, and then it just works its way. So we're drinking the 24. 25 will be coming just now. So you're going to have that little bit more difference in, what I should say, acidity. The minerality is going to be there as well, but the acidity will be slightly higher in the 25 than the 24. 24 is much more subtle, it's much more calm in the bottle.
They make note that the acidity and length is excellent.
Yes.
So acidity is a good thing.
It's a good thing. Yes, it's a good thing. It kind of gives structure to it. It gives structure to the wine, I should say, and it gives texture, and that helps that layer of fruit going across your palate. And that acidity then, it either comes in from the side, your mid palate, or from the back. But I think you'll find in most Sauvignon Blancs out there, it comes basically from the back and into the sides.
Ah, well, why don't we have a taste, as they say.
And
while you're opening and pouring, the vintage characteristics are as follows. The 2024 harvest demonstrated resilience and adaptability. There we go. Adaptability with high quality grapes and optimistic prospects for the resulting wines. Overall, the harvest was earlier than usual due to warmer weather. However, the wet and cool conditions of the winter of 23 were beneficial for vine dormancy and soil moisture replenishment, setting up the vineyards for a strong growing season. And the grapes were then gently destemmed, pumped through their mash cooler to cool the fruit down, and had received a dose of pectolytic enzyme as well as small amounts of SO2 to aid in the juice clarification process. So there you have it, preventing oxidization and spontaneous fermentation. And once the press was started, the juice was moved to a holding tank. The clarification took place via flotation in the late afternoon, and the juice was then moved to its fermentation tanks early the following morning. They inoculated with a commercial yeast strain. There we go. The ferment runs at 14 degrees Celsius to maintain a progressive yet stable fermentation curve, and the wines are left on their gross lees for 6 months, after which they are racked, and they add a light fining to clean, as you pointed out, any bits and pieces that shouldn't be there for the final evaluation, after which it pops into the bottle and then starts the journey to tops and lifestyle. So it's got this far. Now, the proof, as they say, is always in the taste. So, there it is, a beautiful color. We heard how, oh yeah, that the aroma of melon and grapefruit is there. It sets you up straight away. As soon as you inhale that gorgeous aroma, the anticipation on the tongue is palpable. You can actually feel the salivation begins, and you just have to take a sip. So here goes. Mm-hmm. And there it is. The palate is, they say, crisp and lively with zesty citrus and subtle tropical fruits. But what I was concerned about was that mineral edge. Well, I needn't have been concerned, because although it's there, it's
not overpowering.
It's extraordinarily pleasant. The overall effect of this is extraordinarily pleasant.
The fruit is very real. Very well layered fruit there, Dave, all across your palate. And you get that little bit of...
I like that. That's the zesty minerality.
That's what's coming through.
I like that.
You might confuse... Some people might confuse that now with acidity, but it's not. It's that zesty taste. So it's not overpowering. It just makes you... It just gets your juices running slightly, very slightly. So it's easy to pour a glass and another glass another glass.
It beguiles the tongue. I can feel there's a sort of like a little sprite dancing on the tongue.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, it's like a little
and the dance is going to intensify as one fuels the fire. But it's lovely. I think this is a gorgeous. This is lovely. A Sauvignon Blanc, if you're a Sauvignon Blanc fan, and we've sampled many over the past few weeks, generally Eamon does a marvelous job of selecting, because we haven't had a bad one yet. Not that I'm a great judge of these things, but for my very average and uneducated palate, all of them have been delightful. This one particularly so.
The nice one, this.
So, now I presume, and I shouldn't really presume because it's always a problem, but generally speaking, you have a tasting on a Friday and a Saturday. So is that the norm?
That's the norm, Dave, yeah. Friday and Saturday. Friday we'll do 2 to 4 on Friday and 12 to 2 on Saturdays.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to taste it. Nicely chilled as well. And keep it chilled all the way through. But some people kind of put their wine and they over chill it, and They kill the flavor.
Wine shouldn't be refrigerated to a point of no return.
Yeah,
it should be cooler than room temperature.
Room temperature.
But definitely. You don't want it almost close to freezing because no. that spoils it.
It spoils it. You'll only taste probably the alcohol. Yeah. You'll miss out on the fruit.
And for those that say, well, in summer in Natal, you know, Natal, KwaZulu, no, Natal, you must add a block of ice. You would say no.
I'd say no, Dave. I'd say no to a Sauvignon Blanc, but a lot of people like to put a block of ice in it and kind of water it down.
But then it becomes a spritzer almost, doesn't it?
It does. It's like mixing.
Nothing wrong with it, but it becomes just a cooler.
That's all it does. And to appreciate a nice Sauvignon Blanc, I wouldn't put any ice in it. Just keep your ice bucket outside and keep the wine chilled in the ice bucket.
There we go.
It's like we're.
Then you can run a cube of ice down your back or something like
that.
Cool down that way.
Cool down
and
that
enjoy
thing,
the wine just the way it was intended to be enjoyed.
Put the fan on.
Lovely. Mm. What sort of price are we talking for this marvelous Sauvignon Blanc?
$144.99, so $145 a bottle.
Okay, very, very well priced for what it is. This is definitely one of the tops of the pops at the moment, without a doubt. And you've got good stock?
Plenty. Plenty. We have it on a feature story at the moment with the whole range from Tolima. They also have another sister farm called Sutherland,
okay,
which was set up there around 15 years ago. It used to be an old apple orchard that was there, the fruit trees that were grown. So they've kept some, uprooted a lot, and planted vines there. So that's another farm that's owned by Barbara and Giles. And then the winemaker, Rudy Schultz. Now, there's two of them. There's three brothers. So there's Rudy, there's Carl. I can't remember the other brother's name now. God, I'll be killed. But excellent winemakers. Brilliant. As far as I can think back, especially Carl, the brother Carl. Excellent. Excellent winemaker.
Well, you see.
So Rudy following in his footsteps.
We're extraordinarily fortunate in... the Bolito environs to have a store like Tops at Lifestyle, which is very well stocked, a depth of range and taste and price point for all, but that's with enormous knowledge behind it. So Eamon and his team, you will find that it's more than just a bottle store. It's a place where you can go and have a chat and explain what you're looking for and what the occasion might be, and then use the expertise that's available, because you don't know until you know. And there's nothing wrong with getting good advice from the experts at Tops at Lifestyle. They certainly will be there for you, and you'll find that this Tolima Sauvignon Blanc 2024 at around $150, just under, per bottle, is going to be one of the firm favorites of the festive season this year. Stock up. Don't get caught short like so many folk tend to wait till the last minute. And then, of course, everyone's had the same idea.
Yeah, Dave, but just a quick reminder there to all our customers, and if there's any holidaymakers out there that's listening as well, especially on Saturdays, our trading hours, unfortunately, we are limited to our trading hours on Saturdays. So we do 8 to 5.
You
have to close at 5, unfortunately. Oh, and we get a lot of people, and it's so disappointing that we can't let them into the store after 5 o'clock to buy. And they're so disappointed. Please. There's nothing we can do.
Yeah,
especially when we have law enforcement agencies parked in front of the store. So
clearly, it's not a situation that one is able to.
Yeah, we can't
work around.
That, yeah.
It is what it is. Just a little bit of a reminder. Yeah. There we go. So 5 o'clock on a Saturday. Get there early. Why wait till the last minute?
Yes.
Pop along in the morning and you're done.
Especially this Saturday, because we've got the big game overseas now. We've got Springboks versus my country now, the Republic, Irish rugby team.
I won't ask you to predict anything.
I'm not going to say anything.
Other than a good time will be had by all.
Yes, excellent. May they enjoy it and enjoy all the Guinness on that side.
I tell you, it's going to be super. But yes, as Eamon says, don't get caught short. Stock up and just literally... pop along when you've got a moment between now and you've got an opportunity to taste this wine tomorrow between 12 and 2.
12 and 2, Dave, yeah.
And then on Saturday between 2 and 4. Do that and get there in good time, because you're definitely, once you've tasted it, I promise you, you're going to buy. How's the competition going?
Dave, it's going very well at the moment. We're into the last couple of days of it. So the competition finishes on the 30th of November. So you can win that Titleist golf bag that's at the front of the store. It's right there at the front. As you're in the store, you'll see it right there. It's on wheels, which is very, very good. So you don't have to hog it around on your back.
Ah.
Valued at 10,000 Rand.
Very, very top of the range.
And it could very be yours. Premium.
You see, you don't have to go too far to find extraordinary opportunity. And here it is at Tops. You buy a bottle of Glenmorangie, or two, or three, or four. You know, the more you buy, and if you buy them separately, you know, you get an entry each time.
Each time you get
so
an
that's
entry.
That's my top tip for you. So you're going to enjoy a good scotch. Apparently, that was also on special until.
It was on special. It's gone back to its normal retail now, Dave, of $6.79. Okay. But it's a very good price, though, for a 12-year-old single malt. And it also comes in a gift box. So you're getting you can have the gift box for the same price, or you can have the bottle for the same price.
Well, there it is. I would go for the gift box and
there you go.
Take care of your Christmas gifting early. And then stand a chance to win that Titleist golf bag valued at 10,000 Rand. And we'll hopefully be able to announce the winner really soon at the end of the month. And whoa, we hope it's going to be you. Eamon Darling, our man from Tops, the man from Uncle.
Yes, good program, that.
We'll be back in a week's time for another Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. Thanks, Eamon. This will be up as a podcast.
Thanks, Dave.
You can listen to it at your leisure, and we'll catch you in a week's time.
Perfect.
And, of course, the music continues.